7,308 students applied last year to UCSF Medical School. 149 were accepted. But only one student in next year's class is undocumented, and that's me. It's the first time UCSF has ever accepted an undocumented student. My family came to California when I was 9. My parents worked at Thai restaurants till 11 every night. Whenever I tried to help, the answer never changed. Don't worry and do your job. My job was to get an education. And growing up, it never occurred to me to see a doctor. We had the immigrant mindset, where life was about surviving, not living. We kept our heads down, worked, studied, and our health was secondary. We had this big cabinet full of medicine we'd go to when we got sick. It was packed with painkillers, cold and flu medicine, ointments, some old antibiotics from Thailand. My junior year, we took my mom to the emergency room. Bleeding excessively, she had fainted. She couldn't understand the doctors, and they couldn't understand her. I translated but wanted to do more for her, and that's when I first thought, I want to become a doctor. A lot of undocumented young people want to go into medicine because the way we struggled with health growing up has got to change. But undocumented Californians like my family don't have access to the healthcare I'll be trained to provide. Without it, a minor ache or cough can escalate out of control and lead to the emergency room. And that's an expensive substitute for regular medical care. Sickness doesn't discriminate. We're your neighbors, coworkers, our kids go to school together. And if we keep everyone healthy, we can keep California healthy. That's why I'm excited about the Health for All bill introduced by State Senator Lara. No one should suffer or die from an easily treatable condition because of where they were born. Our system works best when everyone participates. And that's the healthcare system I hope to work for when I graduate 4 years from now. With a perspective, I'm Jirayut Lativongskorn.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.